Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Chamber of Commerce Director Michelle Redlinger and Main Street Washington Director Sarah Grunewald about shopping locally as restrictions for COVID-19 are lifted. This is part one of a two-part interview. We have seen many restrictions over the last 8 weeks due to COVID-19 related to businesses, restaurants, shopping, many of those things. And some of those are starting to be lifted per Governor Reynolds' directives. Do you have any guidance that you're helping to give to business owners and to customers as they start to frequent those businesses again?
Both the Chamber and Main Street have been working in partnership with each other to help understand all the regulations that are coming through and then help to get that information to our businesses with regular contact. And one of the things that we have worked on here recently is a business guide for those who are reopening that gives more information about sanitization practices, social distancing, 50% occupancy in ways that they are able to operate safely.
We're just trying to really break down and synthesize all the information that's coming out. You know, I think Danielle from Public Health has said it's like drinking out of a fire hose, and it's overwhelming for our businesses. It's overwhelming for us, and we're just trying to make sure it's as easy as possible.
And just like it took us time to get used to the regulations, it's going to take time to get used to them as they get lifted slowly. Phased in was the term the governor used.
Right. And I think the other thing that businesses need to keep in mind is that just because you can reopen to 50% capacity or even 100% capacity doesn't mean you should. Being measured and being strategic about how you run your numbers. You know, some restaurants, 50% capacity may not make sense for their books, and continuing to do carryout and delivery only might be the way to go. And so being very strategizing how to do that and what's best for your business is more important than throwing the doors open.
And I know that we also had someone contact us about that their normal clientele is a population that might be more at risk. And so is that the right time for them to open, and how do they do that safely? And we're just kind of working with them to identify what their needs are and the needs of their clients or customers are.
So business owners can be thinking about what safety measures they need to take for their customers and for their staff.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't want to injure your population of people that are spending money in your store or in your business. And you also don't want to get stuck at home because you're also ill or potentially hurt one of your employees or yourself. So just being very careful and measured is what we're preaching.
And we've seen a lot of the businesses in the downtown Washington area specifically adapt, kind of change how they're reaching their customers. What have you seen businesses do over the last 2 months to continue to serve the community?
Well, I think, you know, our retail group, we get together once a week on a Google Hangout, and we've been talking about, like, what are you doing to be creative? And as time went on, other Main Street towns, other chambers were doing really interesting things with Facebook and Facebook Live. And so we've seen a lot of our retailers adapt and do weekly Facebook Lives where they're selling products on their Facebook page. We've had several that have gotten websites up and running. Godici Shop and the cafe have online ordering now, which they never had before. Jazz It Up has an online storefront that you can go buy their clothes and accessories via their website instead of having to go physically into the store. And I think the ones that have adapted and really been very active, whether that's through the radio station, through Facebook, have done okay. They haven't done great, but they've been able to keep some revenue coming in the doors.
And I would expand on that just for, you know, Washington in a more comprehensive look. You know, the businesses also outside the downtown are also trying to figure out ways to open safely when people have a lot of time on their hands, and we've seen a huge growth in those businesses who are able to serve people's hobbies or help with their landscaping as well, weather improves. And they're seeing a shift in where their sales are coming from, whether that's new time and opportunities or online sales. And it will be very interesting as we move forward and what
what trends will remain.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Main Street Washington Director Sarah Grunewald and Washington Chamber of Commerce Director Michelle Redlinger talking about shopping locally and safely as COVID-19 restrictions are lifted. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.